And hello, it is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And this is, I know I got it wrong last time, Travelers, Seekers, and Wandering Ways. Woohoo!
Hey, Lori, well done.
With Tim White. So, Tim, take it away. We actually are all in studio today, which is always fun.
This is awesome. This is incredible. This is my first co-hosting with having somebody here in the studio today. So it's wonderful. Today we have Scott Hood, who is president and founder of the World Change Foundation. Change begins with me. I met Scott at Buddha Groove in October, and we were talking, and it was just really exciting about what he's doing, raising funds for children around the world, and just a perfect fit for the first show on Travelers and Seekers and Wandering Ways for January. All about change, beginning the year with change. So welcome, Scott. Thanks for being here. Awesome.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate appreciate the opportunity. And Lori, thank you for having me.
Hey.
Excellent. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about the World Change Foundation.
Wow. That's a simple question, but it's actually quite an answer to come, and I'll give you a little bit of idea mm-hmm. what the World Change Foundation is. It's a company that I actually wanted to do when I was a little kid. And I know that sounds weird. Who would want to have a company when they're a little kid? But I used to lie around and actually dream of having a company that would actually do good and bring good into the world and solve some of the world's problems.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
And it took me actually 45 years of struggle and preparing to actually start the company, and it's been quite rewarding since I started, and mm-hmm. We have a long ways to go, but you'll hear the rest of the story
as we go along. So how long have you had the foundation now? How long has that been operation?
We started it in 2008. It has been really part of the whole development since 2004, which is, the company wasn't started, but it was all part of the plan. And mm-hmm. the whole project took 5 years to, from the very beginning, to produce, to manufacture, to get the company ready and up and starting mm-hmm. for the launch of the company and the project.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's a long period of time.
5 years of dedication.
But as you said, it was 45 years of preparation.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was so ready, I had no choice.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Well, it really wasn't that. I was, my life was struggling, and it was pushing me into doing what I really was wanting to do when I was a kid, but mm-hmm. I couldn't see it at that time.
So how is it, you say it's been pushing you? So in what way would you describe that push?
Well, probably every 5 years I would get an urge to do a project that would bring good to the world, and it always had to do with coins, and you'll find out later about my project, but mm-hmm. Coins and doing something for kids and helping the world. I would say every five years, sometimes maybe 10 years and 3 years, but a project, a want, a wish, a desire that, and I actually could never move at that time. It mm-hmm. wasn't the right time, or I would have been doing it, mm-hmm. but everything was standing in the way.
So standing in the way, when you talk about things standing in the way, that's the
life
that
career. yeah. All the, you know, wife, life, all those things that were really... not, it wasn't the right time, mm-hmm. but the desire was there. The desire would always come up with a project, but I couldn't like put my life aside to actually do this.
Do something about
it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm wondering, you're a golfer and you've been on the circuit. How did that prepare you for this project?
Well, that's a great question. I think golf is probably the reason I did play golf is to prepare exactly for this project. Golf is a very difficult game. You are losing 99% of the time, if not more. Mm-hmm. You might win one tournament a year, maybe three if you're lucky, or Tiger Woods, seven or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. But you are losing constantly. And so you are having to always pick yourself up day after day after day and believing in yourself and having the faith that you have the ability to be great and to win. Mm-hmm. And no matter how hard you try, you still get beat up.
Right.
And so you try harder and you still get beat up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went through 20 years of tour golf. I mean, I've won 25 to somewhere between 25 and 30 events, a lot of, I mean, I've had a decent career as a pro golfer, but nothing compared to what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be on the PGA Tour. I wanted to win millions. I wanted to donate that. I wanted to, you know, be the star. But
well,
that didn't happen.
Really? I mean,
yeah. I mean, trouble comes with that, as we see too, but mm-hmm. I wanted,
well,
yeah, I wanted, I wanted more.
I've heard that.
I just wanted more than what I was getting from golf. And when I was 45, I wasn't getting the sponsors to help me out. I had to teach half the year to actually go play, which is taking away from my ability. But I was so talented as a golfer that I could teach 7 months of the year and go out and play for five or six. And I just had that ability to clean up very quickly, sharpen up, and go play, just not at the level I wanted to. So I was kind of struggling, and the struggle got worse and worse until you could see that I was unhappy. Everyone around me was unhappy. My golf was just probably worse than when I was started because I was a natural athlete. I started, I was good when I started, not good enough to be on tour, but I was good. Well, I was playing about that good after 20 years of playing, right? And so I struggled, and it was time to do something. And I had been searching my whole life. I worked with sports psychologists, sport core belief therapists, psychotherapists. I worked with people that I always believed could help me be a better Scott. And this is really my life search, is to be more than I thought I was. And and the whole thing boils down to, I was already that. And one of my psychotherapists, actually, that I worked with for 8 years prior, I finally did what he said. And I was getting sick. My life was in the hole. Everyone hated me. I hated me, too. You know what I mean? We've all been through that type of scenario at one point in our life, and that's when change happens. And finally, I did what my psychotherapist has been telling me to do for years. And at that moment, my life changed. And ever since then, golf actually became something that I do because I enjoy it again. And I went on my purpose of developing this company and developing the WorldCoin for Peace, which is what I'm here to talk about today. Awesome. Yeah.
Right on. So now, the WorldCoin of Peace. Let's talk about that. That's, it just has such a beautiful ring to it.
Yeah. Well, the world needs peace, and my whole life's been about actually bringing a great good to the world, and that's what drives me. And so when I finally let go of my life, because I was sick with doctors and all that stuff, and I thought, I'm either out of here or there's got to be a change. So when I finally let go, there was a change. And I said, okay, I'm just going to be guided. And at that point, I was guided. I went down and bought some pencils. That's what I was supposed to do. And I started writing. And I ended up writing a child's book on how to love yourself.
Nice.
Cool. And honestly, it's the most brilliant thing I've ever done. And I know it wasn't really me. It was when I let go of me that this came through me. And through this book, the essence of the book actually got taken out. And the book was, I sat down for 6 months and wrote this book. And at the end of it, the coin was developed from the book. And the book is so pure. And it got put into the coin. And the coin was really what I've been trying to do with coins my whole life. So it was the World Coin for Peace, which is a coin that represents the highest level of our being. I'll read the coin to you right now if you'd like to hear.
Absolutely.
It actually, I sat for a year and I worked on this coin, and I actually talked to God because I knew God was guiding me on this project through the book, because I let go of my life. And at that point, I started doing things that I was afraid to do my whole life. It wasn't time. But anyway, the coin says, I am happy, healthy, wealthy, giving, loving, thankful. And the world is actually on both sides of the coin, half the world. And on the other side of the coin, it says change begins with me. Yes. And so the coin really was a culmination of a whole lifetime of what I really wanted in my life. And what you really want in your life at the highest level is really what you want for everyone. And it turned out to come together as what I've been, what my life purpose is. And so the coin now was asked to be distributed around the world. That's what I feel inside I needed to do, was take it around the world. And so I had to make this coin the most beautiful coin in the world, because the marketing that I made deals with God. This is really...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did. I made a lot of deals with God because I had enough stress. And I said, okay, I'm not going to be stressed, because I knew... Actually, when I was given this job, I knew for 7 days I cried and I said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this, because everyone's going to disown me. And after 7 days of knowing that if I didn't do it, I was still going to go down the end of that tube that I was going down, I decided, okay, I'll do it. And at that point, it was like when you die, your life flashes in front of your face. Well, my whole life flashed in front of me. And I knew at that point that it was all to prepare to for this coin and wow. and to get it around the world. So I sat, I actually went down, bought some colored pens, big thick pads, and started drawing. And every night I designed coins. And every night I went to bed, I prayed that I could design a coin that every person in the world would love, and that would actually bring them all the things that are on it, happiness and health and love and these things. So after a year, I looked down and I thought, I'm done. And I knew it. I knew it inside my heart. The coin is done. And actually, to this day, there's not been one person that doesn't like the coin. Mm. And the marketing on the coin really was done through the beauty of the coin, which captures the soul mm-hmm. of each one of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, beauty is what captures the soul inside. And so the coin had to be beautiful in that sense. So I didn't have to run around trying to sell this coin to people. All I have to do is let them see it. And then when they read the words, they actually see that it's for them. And this is what the coin was made for, each person on the planet. And so the coin's been moving around the world now. And mm-hmm. it's a humanitarian coin. But we had the biggest launch in the world, and that's what I asked God for. I said, God, if I do this, do we have to launch this coin in the biggest way possible? And he actually brought that to me. We launched it last year with the Dalai Lama.
Wow.
32,000 student leaders from across Canada at two of the biggest facilities, the Air Canada Center. We had Robert Kennedy Jr. and a place in Vancouver, which was a week earlier, the GM place. And it was probably the most amazing show in the world, with CTV covering it live with Ben Mulrooney. And it was with the kids that actually donated a year of their time to change the world. And so we
wow.
launched it with them.
Brilliant.
That's a great yeah. story.
And it's interesting, because you were talking about golf, and you were saying golf is about losing. And losing is, we learn to let go. So you learn to let go. And yet when you're teaching other people how to create things and to manifest who they are, their best selves or their better self. And in being sick and going through that whole process, you let go, you're in golf, and you're trying to create this life for yourself with money and the winnings and stuff, and yet your whole focus is now on these coins. Is a fabulous kind of bringing things together.
It's very fabulous. Divine, trust me. Yeah. The story is unbelievable, and it gets better every single day. And mm-hmm. Every day that I get up and go outside, the coin moves me in a direction to be here today with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just does that every day. It's amazing.
And what's really nice about the coin is that it's on a necklace.
Yeah, we wanted to do it on a necklace to launch it with these kids, so it was very visual, because I knew that the visual is the part that connects the eye and then the ear when people talk about it, and that also moves the mouth when they're talking. God's got it all covered with the marketing plan here. Mm-hmm. It's really the ears, the eyes, the mouth, mm-hmm. and the heart that moves this coin around the mm-hmm. world. And nice. You should, every day it moves that way. Mm-hmm. And so it's really the grandest project that I could ever think of. And it all came when I finally just let go and said, okay, show me what you want me to do. And this is what's been coming into my life, to do something special.
And so how do you get to that place? Because, you know, we've all been there where, like, you know, you feel like you're hitting your head against a wall and things don't seem to be going anywhere. And, you know, how do you get to that place where you can say, okay, I surrender?
Well, I'll tell you, it's like quitting smoking in a way. You quit many, many, many times, and you're not quite quit. You start again. And so I actually went through a lot of back and forth with my psychotherapist and my letting go. I mean, when I let go, one day I just let go. I said, I don't care about this game anymore. I went out and I won. And I watched the magic around this. I watched people coming in the last hole that could beat me, and it was like God put something over the hole. They were like, it was like, it was a magical story. I'm just sitting there watching the calamities out there, and I don't care. But when I care, then basically what happens is you don't get what you want. And care is fear. And fear is really an attractor, just like non-fear, love, which is the opposite of fear. So the goal and really the lifetime lesson is to be fearless. And that's why I worked with all these people, was to be the most fearless person in the world and not worry about anything. And golf is kind of a fearful game. I don't know if you know anybody that plays, but even a beginner has fear. And you have to learn to really have faith. Faith is the creator. And what golf has taught me was to be the most faithful person in the world. And this project is really built on faith from the very beginning. I mean, like when I say I'm building a world coin for peace, my wife goes, okay. For a year, I designed coins, and I show her every morning what I did all night long. And she wouldn't even look at them. Really? Nobody in my life wanted anything to do with me still at that point. But I had faith that what I was doing was right, because I was directed by my inner sense. And after about two, actually, my wife never really came on board until we got the coin, which was on September 11th. The coin arrived in Toronto, which is just a magical date to have a world peace coin nice. Come into the world. And she was the first one to put it on, which really surprised me. yeah, it's ironic how life is, huh? But ever since, a lot of people were, you know, seeing what I was doing was good. A lot of people thought it was too big and too silly, and world peace is something that can't be done. But I'm the kid that dreams. Anything can be done. Anything is possible. Have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard that.
And big dreams can happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I believe that stuff. And unfortunately, most people don't. They think a big dream might be getting, you know, the BMW. But to me, the BMW has never been in my book. In fact, material things have never been really something that I like. I want something big for everyone, and something that actually gives people the greatest feeling is when they accomplish something. It's not about, you can get your big car, but after a week, you don't feel that feeling. But if you accomplish something in life from your true depth of faith and determination, that feeling is yours forever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what life really is more about, is accomplishing something that you love and then relishing in it until you go after something else that you love. And I love to actually make people happy, and that's what I've been doing my whole life naturally. I teach and make people get their dreams, and you can just see them light up. And so that's kind of my thing.
I find it very interesting. You had mentioned care and equating care with fear. Mm-hmm. So care almost, it becomes an attachment.
Care is probably one of the worst things there is, because you are attached to it. And when you're attached to something, it's basically thinking you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it becomes a force rather than a power, an internal power.
Right.
An internal direction.
And allowing, because you know you have it already. Whether you do or not, it doesn't matter, because you don't need it. You don't need anything to live on this world because you already got it all.
That's right.
And that's what we all have to figure out one day. Mm-hmm. I think we're moving that way now. The world's actually been moving into a bigger shift of people being more spiritual and actually listening to their heart and listening to what's coming from inside instead of that brain that always want, oh no, and fear. And I've been there. I know it more than anyone. The reason I think I created this coin is because I needed it as bad as anyone. And the coin actually goes to people that also need it. This coin has, I mean, watching it, it's all magical. It goes to people that need it or that help facilitate it and move it around the world. It's just, I just stand back and watch the show. God's quite the creator. Like, I'm just going, God, that's amazing. I'm just here. I'm a little tool, like a hammer. He takes me and says, okay, Scott, we need you. and the nail's in, and now watch it go.
So where do we go from here? So now, with the coin itself, how does that work? How do you get that out there? How do you...
Well, the coin, my goal, or not my goal, but what I was supposed to do with the coin now is move it around the world. I know that from inside me. It wasn't just made for me. It was made for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so now it's on its journey around the world. We launched in Toronto at the Air Canada Centre with basically Toronto is the biggest multicultural city in the world. Mm-hmm. So the coin was launched there. At that point, it's around the world in 2 days. I've sent the coin out to many countries already, people traveling. Mm-hmm. The coin is probably all the way around the world, but now it's about these people talking and showing the coin, and it's growing in that sense. It's growing naturally. I think of it like an oak tree. I planted the seeds here in Toronto with all these kids, and the coin is now growing through the eyes, the ears, and the mouths, and the hearts of people around the world. So my journey is just to play golf, go around the world, teach people, give my coin away, talk about my coin, and inspire people to be all they can be or be who they are and to chase their dreams, because this is really my dream that I'm chasing fearlessly with all the faith in the world. And wow, what a fun trip. And that's really what God does. He gives us this fun trip when we finally let him.
So I'm wondering, you talk about that and you're following that internal heart and the difficulties you've had in moving that forward. Has that given you more confidence and more persistence, more drive?
Well, if I told you how this project came out, you would not believe me. We've had so many magical moments to bring this coin into the world. I don't even want to tell you all the stories because we're putting it into the book, but every part of this project has been a story in itself, just like everything in life, right? And the coin has so many brilliant stories to bring itself to the launch. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, I'm dreaming Dalai Lama. I had a scribble on the paper long before it was designed to be the most beautiful coin, but it was scribbled on the paper, and I showed people, and they like... okay. Yeah. But I knew it could be done. And all I could think about was, if I can be created and you can be created, then making a beautiful coin is really a piece of cake that everyone's going to like. It was just so many stories. And it's hard to even explain the magic, because some of them are terrible stories. Mm-hmm. It's like, how could they do that right at the last minute? And I'm sitting here 6 weeks before the launch, the Canadian Mint pulls the coin out and cancels under contract with my world peace, well, with the world peace coin. Can you imagine? I painted this big picture. I sent them a proposal. It says, Canada launches the world coin. They get a 50-foot screen, Air Canada Center, 20,000 people, 2 million viewers, launching the world coin across Canada, raising money for kids around the world. What big company wouldn't want that as an advertisement? 6 weeks prior to the launch, they cancel under contract on the coin.
Wow.
I'm sitting there going, okay, I have 6 weeks, no mint, and what am I going to do other than hold my faith? And I held my faith, and the coin actually went clear across country to the original mint that I first went to 2 years prior, that could not make the coin that I asked for. And they made it. They did the packaging. They did the necklace. They did everything that the Canadian Mint wasn't going to do, even though I had a contract with them to do it. And they told me, they said, Scott, you wouldn't believe it, but everybody, this whole company, huge company, second largest private mint in the world, is behind this project. It's magical. And that's the magic of this coin. And it's just one of the stories. The coin was then brought to Canada on September 11th. We launched it on September 29th in Vancouver. And it got into the bags the night before the launch. Magically, God, like a fly, slipped right through the door as it was slamming. And the faith that it taught me is unbelievable. Yeah.
Hold on tight to your dreams.
That's been on my refrigerator for 25 years. Hold tight to your dreams.
Hold on tight.
No matter what. And I'll tell you, even now after the launch, I've had to hold the faith even harder now, because now the launch is out and it's like I'm sitting here and I can't see what the coin's doing. I only see what I'm doing daily with the coin. And sometimes it feels like it's not moving. And then all of a sudden, I know it is. I'll get an email from a kid saying something that's just brilliant that got the coin. And people will come into my life and they'll say something and I'll give them a coin and they know someone that could just move it across the world. Every person, it doesn't matter who it is, I tell, you could be the one to move this coin around the world and bring a great world peace for us all. It doesn't matter who you are. You just have to be the one. And whether you move it all the way around or it bounces off of you to someone else, this is how the coin moves. And so every day it's kind of like a relishing for me to watch and tell people about. And when I talk to people about it, I always tell them now that you're part of it, even though you were before, because it's a world coin for peace for all of us. But now you know about it. So now you're part of the loop of talking about it. And of course, I have one for you. So you're going to get one. So,
yay.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering.
It's magical. It really has a magic to the coin that has power. And you'll see that, the power it has and how it moves people and how it motivates people, inspires people. And that's what I get to do all day, is inspire people by just talking about it.
Now, you had just mentioned something about a book.
Yeah.
So that kind of caught my ear. And okay, well, you're putting stories in a book. What's that about?
Well, the kids' book is really a 30-day course on how to teach yourself how to love yourself. And it's just amazing. But we haven't published that, because that book, I believe at this point in time, was made for me to create it, to get to actually maybe love myself and to get the goods from that book to put on this coin. And if I told you about what the book was and all that, you'd see that it really involved in putting this together, even though I didn't have those things put together at that time. They came together later. But the book, I had to sit there and write for about 5-6 months until it came out, and then the coin was later. This is like almost 6 years now of time between the starting and where we are today.
Yeah, exactly. So that writing, that process of putting things down, manifesting it physically, in physical terms.
The book changed, though. This is another book that we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, this is about the story of the world coin and how it's actually came into the world and all the magical stories that because it is magical. And it's magical just being here with you today, because I mean, just going to Paul McKenna, the world coin took me to the guy that created the Golden Rule poster. Well, 3 years ago, I'm thinking, you know, this is the Golden Rule. This is what I want for myself. I want for everyone, because it's a world coin for everyone. And so the coin, after the launch, I met this guy. He tells me this guy, and I'm sitting here with the guy that created the Golden Rule poster. Well, he works with a girl named Tina Petrovich. She's part of the Buddha Groove. I got invited to come to the Buddha Groove, and the first person I see is Tim here, and he's in his Mexican outfit.
It was Halloween.
What is this? I'm thinking, what is this Buddha Groove thing? And my partner, I brought her along. She goes, Scott, it's a singles type thing. And I'm like, you know, I'm not single. I'm married. So I'm like, maybe I'm in the wrong place, right? I'm just following God's lead. Every day, the door opens, I walk through.
And I don't think it is a singles group, but whatever, is it?
No, I don't know. Yeah. That was just the
that was the first impression.
Yeah,
the
first impression. Yeah.
Well, because but anyway, that's really why I just keep following my lead. Mm-hmm. Today I'm here because of that, and tomorrow I'll be moving. I've let go of my life, and I'm moving where I'm supposed to move to create what this job is, which is world peace.
But you're still doing your passion, which is golf.
Golf is part of what I am, meaning I teach. You know what I teach in golf? I teach exactly what I'm talking about right here.
Nice.
Because this is golf. It's everything. It has to do with everything. No matter what you do in your world, you have to have your love attached to it, or your focus will never be there. And you have to have focus to accomplish anything at any high level. And so if you love it, you'll stay attached to it. You'll think about it. You'll want to do it. But if you don't really love something, it's hard to actually keep your focus. Focus is the hardest thing in the world. When you love it, your heart just attaches to it.
And then there's no focus. Because love, there's no focus. Yeah. Love is encompassing.
That's so right. Which is like a full focus or becoming. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So we leave those kind of judgments behind. When you enter within yourself and move that forward, you enter within something that has no boundaries.
Absolutely.
There are no boundaries anymore.
Absolutely.
There are no limits. There's
no
more letting
go.
He
understands it. I can see that.
There's no more letting go. So now it's not just one book, but you have two books. So you have the book on the 30-day course for
teaching kids how to love yourself. Well, it's actually, I did three of them. I did an adult. Yeah, and the reason I did that is because there's so many adults that are depressed, and people are depressed. I mean, it's very simple. I was depressed, but it's very simple because we don't like ourselves, period. Mm-hmm. We don't like our life. We don't like our kids. We don't like our job. We don't like anything. And when you are going around all day long not liking things and saying bad things to yourself, mm-hmm. then you're going to actually become that. Mm-hmm. And it tears the body down.
Yeah, I can relate to that, believe me. been there, done that, don't want to do it again.
No.
or as my aunt said, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, bought the Cadillac, and don't want it. So the 30-day course, so you have three of those, plus the book about the whole story, about the development of...
The world coin for peace and what it's for and what it's going to do for the world. It's going to actually get people to remind them of their true self and remind them of really the power that they have inside of them to do whatever they want to do, but they also have the power to help others. Mm-hmm. And that's really why we're here. We have to understand that when we're helping others, we're actually bringing that into our own life mm-hmm. and becoming that. And the coin is, you know, when I finished the coin, I thought, oh, the coin's, you know, God's making this coin to change the world. But when we finally get something done, it's always a little different than mm-hmm. what we thought. Mm-hmm. And really what this coin is just a reminder of what we already have. And that's it.
So what it does is what you were saying before is it brings that focus back.
That's
it brings
right.
our attention, our awareness back to that specific aspect of self.
Absolutely.
And bringing that forward. And it's interesting because you're saying about depression. I want to ask you, as a person who's gone through this, how much of that, in looking back at it, is choice and making a choice of how you want to look at things?
Well, yeah. I mean, the problem is we want. And the more we want and we see we don't have, we start beating ourselves up for not mm-hmm. being good enough for this or being able to do that. And the force becomes unbearable, meaning we're pushing and opposite and equal to in the laws of physics is the force is coming back at us mm-hmm. until we feel the squeeze and the stress and the tension, and mm-hmm. then we start getting sick. Mm-hmm. And that's just the body saying, hey, wait a minute here.
You're not living your truth.
Well, basically that's what it is. The mm-hmm. body starts telling us when we're doing something wrong. And all we really need to do is go, wow, look at me. I'm amazing. And then look at someone else and say, wow, you're amazing too.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say, and then look at somebody else and go, see, I'm amazing.
No, but when the ego finally gets out of the way and you truly, in your heart, love yourself for who you are and what you've been giving and all the opportunities that life has and the brilliance of living the story, you actually start loving everyone mm-hmm. because we're all really that one.
And I look at it in the way that if I love myself and I'm connected to that inner self, I'm making a change within me. We're all connected. So even if I'm just doing it singly for myself, which is somewhat selfish, it still becomes something that is for everybody.
Absolutely.
Because if I'm settled in myself, everybody around me in that sphere that's around me becomes part of that whole process, mm-hmm. which is just phenomenal. So this becomes a tool to create that awareness, to keep that close to your heart. And because it's a pendant and it sits, you know, basically just at a high heart or just in the heart and between the throat. So it becomes your truth. You speak from the truth, from your heart. And it's a wonderful kind of way to do that.
And we really do have to change, though, this whole thing about thinking that it's selfish to want to love ourselves. We really, you know, that is so not selfish. Mm-hmm. That is really the only thing we can focus on because, you know, we put all of our energy on loving somebody else. And we think that, you know, we have to save them, we have to rescue them, we have to love them, we have to, show that unconditional love to somebody else, and we're not doing it to ourselves.
Yeah, that's a self-sacrifice. And, you know, this is really part of what was my part of my downfall. I started helping people way more than helping Scott. And it just tore at me and tore at me and tore at me until I had to stop that. And basically, I did. And when I did, I start really looking after me. And that's when the projects came, and I've been pursuing that ever since. And now I love golf, and I love people, but they don't get more than I get.
Nice.
Me first, and then I'll give you everything I have after that. And that's the way it is now. And I can give so much more now, because I have more to give. Where before, I was empty. Because I gave everything, mm-hmm. and it's not a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. There's not a when we decide to do that. Sometimes, if we don't love ourselves, then there's actually really nothing to give. It becomes an emptiness. But when you have that love within yourself, that's when we start to really affect a change.
Absolutely,
and change is the operative word here today. Change. Change as in coin, and change as in changing ourselves in this place in the world.
I think love, most people misunderstand it. And as you were talking about, it's selfish to love yourself. I think when people think that way, there is a true way to love yourself. And when you have that true way, you see that you love everyone and everything. There's really nothing separate from that. Mm. But most people don't have that true way. They think they love themselves, but it's still an attachment to self and ego. But they're kind of fooled. And when they really find true self-love, it's a totally different thing. It's more of wanting to give everything because you have everything to give at that point. And you're not afraid to give because you have everything. The fear is gone. There's only love in that place. And the other one is attached to fear of not having and struggling.
It's the different self-ish being of the self, whereas self-centered is the other way of looking at it.
Yeah, and a lot of people look at it that way. They mm-hmm. think, oh, it's selfish or self-centered to love yourself. But they're really looking at the false love, mm-hmm. not the true love.
Not the true love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's finite, because what you're doing is you're spreading this love.
Absolutely.
You're spreading this love.
This coin is inspiring people to actually love themselves. And to see that they have these things. That, I mean, we were all born with magic. We don't look at it, though. And we miss that until we get shaken. And then we go, oh, yeah, I do have these things. And then 3 minutes later, back to the same old pattern of wanting and feeling like you don't have and things like that. But the coin is magical. It holds such a power. I'm just amazed at the power it holds, because I would show someone the piece of paper, and 4 years later, they would see me and they go, how's that project going?
Wow.
Yeah. And those are the ones that were rolling the eyes.
Right.
It's the ones that roll the eyes, it became like a thorn in their side. And the ones that go, wow, that's so amazing, Scott, they would see it later and they go, oh, they would be the same, right? But the ones that were rolling and they just, you could just see the fear. The coin has two looks, one of love and one of fear. And the one of fear is they're not really ready to love themselves yet and get that change that really we all move toward through life. Is it's always pushing us to love ourselves. And that way we can actually start doing our purpose, our love, what we truly want to do in life, instead of wasting our time doing other things or preparing for when the time is right.
We are the sum of our experience.
Yeah.
I say we absolutely. We are no one and then some. Some of my experience, some of my experience. So this is very much a humanitarian effort as well, because we're spreading love, we're spreading humanity, we're spreading that humanity. So how are those humanitarian efforts involved in this project as well?
Well, this coin is totally a humanitarian coin. It everything about it is about simple and good and right, and it comes from the heart, meaning there's no want, no wish other than brilliance for everyone. So the coin is really has no end, has no doors. It moves in every circle because it's for everyone. And what we're doing with it now that it was launched, and I got to tell the world, basically, when I talked with Tanya and I was giving the kids a coin, I got to tell them that today we launched the World Coin around the world with all of you, and now we're going to use it as a tool to raise money for kids and organizations that are mentoring kids and other earthly projects that we actually need to do something, because the time is now, and you can see it everywhere you look. The world is ready for change. And change, we talked about the name of the coin. When I first actually scribble it down, the first thing I did, God says, the name is change. And so I just went down, I bought the name. I mean, long before change was a word. And then I sat for 3 years and I watched President Obama every day pitch my coin. I'm going, pitch that good. Keep pitching it. The word became and still is the biggest word in the world today. Change. And so the coin was named appropriately at the time, and is now going to, I mean, the word is in the ears of everybody around the world. And now the coin will be accepted quickly because of the name, what it stands for, the full world in which we live, and the gifts that we've all been given and the opportunity we have to make that change for others.
Well, I found it really fascinating because when you're talking about the launch, here in Toronto on September 11th, you were talking about the Dalai Lama, and I had been to his speech or his presentation when he was here the last time, and that's exactly what he was talking about, was teaching the children to change, because it's from there, the seed that you're talking about. So the seed of the idea, that germination, becomes, okay, well, here's a seed, now I plant it with the children, and with having those 32,000 children, that must have been absolutely phenomenal to see the looks on their face.
Yeah. Well, I wrote the children's book. I knew the coin was to begin with the children. I knew it had to start in big with children. And so I'm thinking, okay, God, give me a sign. How am I going to launch this huge with the children? And I got a sign, Earth Day. Earth Day celebrated in 180 countries. It's celebrated with over 1 billion people on the planet. A very big launching pad to move this coin. And in 2008, I was invited to We Day with Mark and Craig Kielberger and Free the Children.
Nice.
And yeah, and the coin was already developed. The picture was beautiful. I was showing it on my cell phone for 2 years, right? All the artwork, because the artwork was done, but the coin had not been produced. I was still doing lots of work on that. But anyway, so I could show everyone. Mark loved the coin. I mean, he thought it was brilliant, but I had not asked him about, you know, launching it or doing anything like that. But when I went to We Day 2008, it was at the Ryok Center. We sat there, me and my partner, on the World Change Foundation. We sat there and we looked at like 9,000 kids screaming, wanting to change the world. And I looked at her and I go, this is where I'm going to launch my coin next year. And that was the goal. I could feel these were the kids. These were the kids this coin needed to be launched with. So after the show, we decided that was it. So we started preparing to get this coin launched. And a year later, magic happened. We launched it with 16,000 kids in two locations, 32,000 kids plus sponsors, guests, televised. It was even bigger than we thought it was going to be. Hmm. And this is the funny part. I'm praying to get this coin to the Dalai Lama, to Oprah, of course, and all the kings and queens around the world. And this was like years before it was even like drawn up properly. I was dreaming at night about where this coin can go and how it can move around the world. And lo and behold, when I sat with Mark after the 2008 show and I said, Mark, I want to launch my coin with you, your kids next year. I want to gift them all a coin for a year of their commitments to you. And that's my launching pad for getting it out into the world. And then from there, we're going to use it to raise money for kids. So Mark loved it. He said, okay, Scott. He gave me the letter. And when I found out the Dalai Lama was going to be the guest speaker, it was like, okay, that's too good. It really was. It was like a dream come true, all of it. Mm-hmm. And then Robert Kennedy Jr. being the guest speaker here in Toronto was amazing. I got a chance to talk to him face to face, and I mm-hmm. gave him a coin. I told him, I said, we just give all these kids a world coin for peace, and now we're going to use it to raise money for kids around the world, and I'd like you to have one. And I give it to him, and it was really my greatest moment. He looks at it, and he looks back at me straight in the eyes, and he goes, I will treasure this. And then he boogied off. But it was a great moment for me, because that was really, those were two of my greatest days ever, to mm-hmm. see 16,000 kids wearing the World Peace Coin that I believe God wants everyone to actually have to remind them of the gifts he's given us. And that if you really want these things, yeah. change begins with me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about raising the funds, how is that going to work within the foundation?
We're doing now, we have a project. Now it's going back to Earth Day, because Earth Day's always been a part of it. We are relaunching another project called World Walk for Peace. And it's about getting people to purchase two coins, which most of the funds will go to helping children. But when you buy two coins, you take someone that you've had a falling out with in your life or you haven't seen in a while, and you give them a coin and you take a walk with them. Now, what this is it actually is healing the world, because the pain and the unhappiness that we have for someone in our lives, doesn't matter who you are, that is the peace that's not in the world. It's within each person. And so when we heal ourselves, which is all we could ever do anyway, then the world becomes peaceful. And so World Walk for Peace is about healing yourself. Whether the other person that you have a falling out with or you haven't seen in a long time, your mom or your brothers, which we all have some of that in our life. But that's the problem. That's where the peace is needing to come back. It's in the family units. And so we want the coin to just go for a little walk and patch up the true peace that's needed in the hearts of humanity.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah, that's a beautiful vision. It's really beautiful.
It's absolutely amazing, because oftentimes we get so bogged down and I'd like to do something, but it just becomes so overwhelming, that all-encompassing, that we don't know where to start. So this becomes a really... I can't even have a word for it. But to walk with somebody that you've had a falling out with and create that peace within that relationship. And when that continues, that's where it snowballs. So again, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me, because with me, it becomes somebody else. And that person,
Everyone's afraid. They're afraid to ask this person to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
They want to. Really, the problem is we want to hang on to the anger because we feel we deserve to hang on to that mm-hmm. for what someone did to me. But what's really happening is we're hurting ourselves and we're actually corroding our own hearts mm-hmm. and our own bodies. But when we give and forgive, we actually mm-hmm. heal ourselves.
Well, we create our own bondage. And it's going Absolutely. Back to that same thing when you're talking about, you know, losing a golf and letting it go,
yeah.
learning to let go. It all comes back to that because when we release that, when we release that anger, then we open it up. When we let that go, it becomes open. And I think that's, I just have chills thinking about it. You know,
well,
just
I feel that. Like that's my pet project, World Walk for Peace. We have another project and it's going to be on World Peace Day. But prior to World Peace Day, the coin will be out to sell around the world to raise money around the world for communities in where it's sold. So the coin nice. Stays at home mm-hmm. nice. And raises money in the communities in which we all live around the world. World Walk for Peace is something that will go on for a whole month during Earth Week. We're also, meaning Earth Day actually is about a month. They start celebrating projects like through the school systems.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Through
is that like April 1st?
It's actually 21st or okay, 22nd, right. the equinox. Or it's March 21st. 21st? Yeah.
March 21st.
Okay. But they start celebrating early and because they have projects, right? Through the school systems and companies and whoever. Around the world, people are doing projects for Earth Day, right? Well,
and they also do like the lights out for an hour. Like there's a whole bunch of different things of that stuff. Happen during that
yeah.
month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My goal is to get this into the eyes of people so they can see this is a great thing to have on their project. They raise money quickly. It's an easy sell. There's not been one person I've showed this to that doesn't want the coin. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a piece of you. You want it. Mm-hmm. And it represents everything that you are. So really, World Walk is a different project from Earth Day. We're implementing the coin now with the school system.
Nice.
With a project and a proposal. It's going out soon. I've been working on it since last year. And I've actually been talking to the schools now, going in and talking to the kids, because 2,000 schools went to the launch. Only a few kids at each school got a coin. The rest of the kids are like, where's my world coin? I went to a couple schools. Here's a great story. And I talked to the kids, and the principal bought a coin for every kid in the school.
Nice.
And so that not only raised money for kids, but it gave all these kids the inspiration to follow their dreams.
Nice.
And have the faith that it'll come true, and I know it will.
Well,
so yeah,
you're a living example of it. Yeah,
well, that's what I'm supposed to be, mm-hmm. is the example. I can't teach you to do something that I'm not going to do myself.
That's
and
right.
so
yeah.
I want everyone to actually join me on this project
mm-hmm.
because that's really the goal, is to get everyone to be a part. You don't have to like be everything, but just having a coin or saying the word mm-hmm. to someone or just acknowledging the coin is being part of world peace. Because once you, honestly, you'll never forget it. You didn't forget it when I first introduced
no,
it
no,
to
no,
you.
No, no, no.
Yeah. And I'm sure you actually mentioned it to someone.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is how this thing goes. And it's going like that. And it's just magical how the people that are coming into my life and how the whole thing works.
But it's incredible.
God's pretty good at doing things.
it's absolutely incredible because you have the World Change Foundation, you have the coin, you're working with Earth Day, your World Walk Day, you've got three books on the go, well, four books on the go.
Well,
so what's,
you know
what's,
what?
What's
Who
the
knows?
Next thing? Yeah, yeah, there's always more, always more.
Yeah. I need help. You want to help me? I would love to have everyone help me. I'm the kind of guy that doesn't want to hoard anything.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing with this coin is doing everything to get everyone to have two of them, because the feeling you get when you give one to someone mm-hmm. that you love or someone that you just want to inspire
mm-hmm.
is amazing. Or just right out of the blue, you're inspired to give someone you don't even know a coin because you can see on them they're not happy. And that is what this coin's all about. Mm-hmm. It's about everyone being able to give. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I know that already. I get to give the coin away the rest of my life. I asked God for this 5 years ago. I want to travel the world. I want to play golf. I want to give the coin away. I want to inspire people. I want to raise money for kids. I want all the good things for everyone. And so he's given me all that now. So I'm pretty lucky. But I want actually everyone to have that too. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've been giving the coin away. And when I do, they come right back to me and say, Scott, you got another one? I just gave it away. You have no idea how many times it happens all the time. And so as soon as that happens, I go, it's working. And yeah. it has a very powerful work that way. It really is giving people inspiration and love, not only for themselves, but for everyone.
For everybody, whoever's in.
I think it's time for change.
So we've talked about all this stuff. What's the next thing that's coming up on your agenda?
Well, we're just launching the project to the school system for Earth Day.
Okay.
And
that's coming up in March.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. World Walk will probably start on a slower pace, only because people are still reluctant about making the step forward to patch differences that they have with people. Mm-hmm. But it's very simple. When you just let go and say, you know what, I'm going to just love this person, even though they did this to me or did that to me or whatever. You probably don't even remember what they did. Could be 20 years later, right? And you haven't seen your mom or whatever. Just do it and you will see magic. You will see magic. And whether or not you do patch up, you heal yourself. And when you heal yourself, you'll just feel so good. And then you're actually opening opportunities mm-hmm. to so many things in your life when you feel good.
And we have that choice to be either our own terrible magician or our own magnificent magician.
You're right.
And we create that change.
That's right.
Within that.
It's your choice. You're the creator. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've learned is we are all the creators of our own demise or brilliance. Really, it's up to us. What do you want in life? Do you want to smile and be loving, or do you want to cry and be unhappy? And we actually all get to experience all of it. And I think that's why we're here. That's we get every little bit. God puts us on a ride and says, okay, are you ready?
You sure you want that? Okay.
Yeah. But Bring it on.
Here is the comment, my psychotherapist, he is the most amazing guy. He's like 75. He's just like, he reminds me of Jesus, honestly. And every word he ever says is perfect. It's just like godly. He talks godly. And he always says exactly the perfect thing. And he tells me, he says, Scott, when you let go, just hang on to the tiger's tail and enjoy the ride. And when I did, that's when the book started. That's when the coin came. That's when everything opened up. And now my projects are as big as I could dream, which is world peace. And it begins with me. And that's really what we all have an opportunity to do. I mean, really, when you go to your highest thoughts, it will be world peace.
Oh, love.
Just it will.
All encompassing.
Because that is the highest thought. Mm-hmm. It's self-love, and then it becomes for everyone because we're all one. Mm-hmm. And in fact, even the animals and the birds and the trees.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So how do we get hold of you, Scott?
I think more importantly, how do we get a hold of the coin? Like how do we get it?
Well, it's very simple to get. You can get it online at www, the World Change Foundation. You can
that's .org?
No, it's .com.
Okay.
And you can get it there, or you can call us directly. The coin is being used as fundraisers. We're actually using it right now to raise money for Haiti. Whatever's on the top of the list, we're using it for right now, but we're moving it into other institutions that use it for projects that are raising money for kids or doing things mm-hmm. that are making the world a better place. That's really the target of the coin mm-hmm. is for world or kids, or which involves all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, really it does. So our website, and if you want to take a look at the world coin, you can go on YouTube. Mm-hmm. At the World Peace Coin. It's a very short video, but I was lucky enough to have CTV Actually, Much Music produced it for me for free.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just an amazing 30-second or no, 15-second video. But it shows you the coin, and it shows you the packaging, and it's beautiful. It's probably the most... I asked God, I said, well, we got to make a beautiful coin for everyone to like it. You know what? It turned out to be the most beautiful coin. I mean, really, it's the most beautiful coin in the world. And that's... it's funny how things happen when you ask for them. And that's really our goal, is to keep asking for things and believing in them.
Mm-hmm. And believing that, letting go so that we can accept them.
Yeah.
And accept all the good things that come with it. It's phenomenal. So again, worldchangefoundation.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to look on to YouTube, World Peace Coin on YouTube. And brilliant, Scott.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Great to be here. Thanks again.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All right. Next month we...
we're going to have a surprise guest next month.
Okay, awesome. All right. So we'll see you next month.